Welcome back to the program. I'm Zev Brenner. With us right now is Stephen Patzer. He has a multimedia company. He originally worked with the Simon Wiesenthal Center here in the New York area, but he's currently getting ready to run for New York City Council, not 2019, not 2020, but June 2001 for the 47th District, which encompasses Southern Brooklyn, including Brighton area. So welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Zev, for having me.
So aren't we jumping into the fray a little bit early because we're talking about a couple of years down the road?
You know something? That's a great question. People say, Steve, why'd you come out so early? And it's because I want people to know that we can come together as a community early on in a race with nothing to gain and bring everybody together. It's an incredibly divided district historically. And so we're actually putting together 47 non-political events before the primary to bring people together. And we need that time to do so.
No, I hear, but aren't people saying to you on the campaign trail, I assume are you campaigning? Are you telling people to vote for you in 2021? You're getting that message across to people that you come across, correct?
Yes, we're already IDing voters and signing them up to the newsletter and getting them involved.
So are people telling you, well, I'm interested, but I'm thinking about the presidential race in 2020. I'm not thinking yet about city council 2021.
You get a handful of those people, but when you make the differentiation between national politics and things that affect us here on the local level, people are really fired up about getting that pothole filled or you know, getting trash off the streets, for example. It's local stuff that hits home for people in my district.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. I understand you were raised by a single mom.
Yes, my dad left. I thought initially it was seven, and my mom was furious. She corrected me. It was three. She raised two boys on a school-aid salary, which is under $30,000 a year. It's a miracle that we turned out the way we did. But it's made me a stronger person today, and I really value groups like Parents Without Partners and so on because of it.
Is your mother and brother involved in your campaign yet?
My mom, unfortunately, is very sick. She got sick in January when I became president of the Thomas Jefferson Young Democrats in Southern Brooklyn, and she now walks with a cane. She lost three-quarters of her pancreas. She's a diabetic. And she just doesn't have the strength to be involved in my campaign.
We wish her a speedy recovery, certainly. Our hearts go out to her. But you seem to be determined to win this race. So what are some of the issues, as you project over the next couple of years, aside from the fact that we're so diverse and there's so much partisan politics going on?
Yeah, so one of my key values is nonpartisan politics. Being that I served as president of Young Democrats here in Kings County, I worked with Young Republicans, the Brooklyn Young Republicans, and we came together because there is no Republican or Democratic way to clean a beach or a street or so forth and advocate for an issue. And so that would be one of my big issues. But issues in my district encompass parking. Coney Island sees 7 million tourists a year. Community policing, there's a major divide between the community and the police. I would say housing is huge. I'm a big proponent of the basement apartment program, but Coney Island and Gravesend are Category 1 and 2 flood zones, so we have to find ways, creative ways, to create more housing.
Certainly that's one of the big challenges that we have. So just to clarify for our audience, you're running as a Democrat or a Republican?
I'm running as a Democrat, but I work with all parties because I just want to get the work done.
So is it possible in today's day and age to get... it used to happen where people ran on the Democratic and Republican lines. Is that possible, or would you consider that in your district?
Yeah, I'd consider it, absolutely. There is... no party has a monopoly on good ideas or good people.
So, but the fact is, though, because of all the way people look at elected officials, people look at politics, they look at it with a wary eye. It's hard to get good people into politics. What motivates you, considering that it's, quite frankly, most people view politics as a dirty business?
I never, ever thought I'd be in politics. I always knew I would be in community work, no matter what I did. You could be a doctor, a lawyer, a school aide, and you can always be involved in your community. And to take that to the next level, that's when I got involved in a political club. I started stuffing envelopes, I started knocking on doors, getting petitions, and I realized that our democratic process is sacred and that we need to enroll our youth into that process. That's when I became president of the Young Democrats, and I realized there would be more potential to do greater things in my community if I ran for office.
So are you campaigning, you know, running for office could be 24/7. Is that part of what you're doing right now?
You know, it absolutely is. I would even go as far to tell you as things in 2021, like our door knocking list and while it might change a little bit, is already done. Our palm card's already done. Our website is already up. We spent 120 hours on our platform, and that is a living, breathing document that will change with the needs of the constituency. So there's a lot of work to do, and I'm working around the clock with my team to get those things done.
I know I mentioned that you worked with the Simon Wiesenthal Center here on the East Coast. Tell us about some of your other connections with the Jewish community.
Yeah, I mean, I went to Hebrew school every day after school. I went to Camp Megillah in upstate New York, which is a Jewish sleepaway camp, and we prayed every day. And I'm very close to the Jewish community in so many respects. I still go to many Shabbos dinners across the district, and you know, fighting for issues like Israel and so on are very important to me.
Stephen Patzer, who's running for city council in the 47th district in Brooklyn, encompassing southern Brooklyn and Coney Island and surrounding areas. So I know you're running for 2021, which is about 2 years from now almost, but wish you success. I'm sure we're going to have a lot more from you, and good luck with your campaign. Has anybody announced that they're running against you so far? Or are you the only one that's announced at this moment?
No, I'm not the only one that's announced. There's a gentleman by the name of Joseph Packer who's announced that he's running against me.
And anybody else? That's it so far.
We can speculate. We see people a lot more present in the community than they have been. But until they file the paperwork with the CFB and the BOE.
So in that case, you're not running too early, because if you already have somebody else running, so it's never too early then.
Yeah, I would say a message to those considering running for office. Starting early is so important, because the top talent, the community leaders, the political leaders, they're going to be spoken for if you get to them first. It's a real thing, especially if you're doing the community work to back it, because they're not just going to blindly follow anybody. They want to see a track record.
Stephen, good luck. What is your Hebrew name?
Eliyahu.
Stephen Elio Patzer. We have to incorporate that into the campaign. Thank you for joining us, and look forward to having you back.
Likewise. Thank you for your time.
And we're going to be right back. Don't go away. Stay tuned.